First book of Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 through 8. Series, the seasons of life. Them, Saul's station. We'll have to learn to enter the school of brokenness. David had a promise from God. Let us remember that God sends the prophet Samuel to pray for him and to anoint him as king. That was David's destiny, to become Israel's king. What God did not show David were the several processes that he would have to go through, from the ones at home to the ones up to becoming king. It would take a few years and some seasons that if David wanted to skip, would cause him to go through them all over again. On the other hand, if he wanted to obey God, he should go through them. He should outlive them, suffer them, enjoy them, and understand that in the middle of each one of these seasons, God allowed him to live in there was a purpose. This very same happens to each of us. My beloved friends, when you belong to God, that is, when you have prayed and opened your heart to God and told him, I want you to be my Lord, my Savior, to lead my life, you must understand that the processes are not going to stop. You also have to understand that God did not promise hardship will not come. You have to understand that God did promise he will be there with you at all times. Even when God is with you, it will remain up to you whether or not to hear his voice, to allow God to guide you through the right path, even when it seems to you that what God is commanding is unfair or not right. Today, I want to welcome to you a station, the station I have called Saul's station. Saul was the king of Israel, to whom David was going to serve. Not everything was going to be pink color. After seeing a great victory to kill Goliath, the giant, anyone would think that David's life was about to change. After killing the giant, he probably deserved the palace, but everything has its processes. And let's remember that God will always take in time to make perfect all things, and that through every one of those processes, he will get your life ready to receive what the Lord has planned, so that you can live with responsibility and in the right way. Life is full of processes. My beloved friends, we should always be aware of this. We can try to run away, but wherever we go, the processes are going to follow us, regardless of the place and time we are living. We will have to go through those processes if we want to pass the grade and go to the next step. Anyone would think that after killing the giant, things for David would turn out to be much better in his life. Now, not everything was as bad, but meeting Saul was a time of confrontation. It was a time of learning. It was a time to know what the life of a king is like. And it was a time, and this was a time where David, whenever confronted, would be forced to kill Saul's reflection in his life. I'm going to say it in a way easier to understand. David was chosen to be the king. God put him through a process, and part of that process was to be confronted by another king. Saul was the station God chose for David to discover what being a king would be like, what it means to be under authority, even if that authority is unjust. He had to learn to be obedient, to wait, to avoid defending himself, to respect authority, even if it is unjust to you, and to know when it is time to move on to the next season. Anyone who received David's prize to go to the palace with the king would be happy. On top of it, for killing the giant, he was going to marry one of the king's daughters. David was happy to go to the palace, and in the process, he was thinking that life had changed for his good. And of course, life had changed. He would no longer be tending sheep after beating the giant. He went up to another level. I think David never imagined what would come to him in that level, but it was needed. Whenever we get a victory in life, we immediately think that life will change us for good when we are in God. And we are right. Those changes will be for our good, but those changes don't always mean everything is going to be perfect or without hardships. Just as I imagine it, remember that on the next level, you'll be prepared for the following one and that you need to learn something new. David was appointed king, but he needed to be confronted by another king. And under Saul's tutelage, David was going to learn many things. One of those important things was to learn to respect authority. And under the process, through soul cessation, the process of living unfair moments and learning to keep up, not to give up and to keep trusting the Lord. Whenever God calls you, whenever God says He has a purpose for your life, you have to learn to go through processes in life, and we might not like some of them. One could be the process of injustice. Some of us would begin to wonder at that station, why me? If all I do is to be good. But that stage or process was needed for David to experience under Saul. Very often Saul did not recognize David's work. He did not even know the name of that young boy who would come to play the harp for him to receive peace. Another one is that Saul would move up David within the palace, but not because of his love for him, but because Saul wanted for David to die. Saul named David captain of his armies with the only purpose that whenever in battle, David would be killed. This sounds unfair, right? Of course it does. Whenever David was before Saul, the king would show a friendly face with a big smile, but as soon as David would turn around, the king would throw spears at him to kill him and nail him to the wall. Do you think that's fair? Of course not. It is not fair. These are moments that we consider unfair, but necessary, because through this station, God had to confront David, so that Saul's reflection would not find place in David's heart, since God wanted for David's heart to be according to the heart of God himself. To reach those points where God can give us responsibility, we must have a heart like his. My beloved friends, a heart according to God's heart will not be seduced by the delights of this world. It will not be seduced by any temptation. Learn to stand firm, and it is right in all that he does, even in the middle of hardship. A heart like God's heart seeks to please God first before pleasing men. So let's say David had to be processed through Saul's station. Now, not everything was bad. When you reach this station, the first thing you must understand is that a promotion has to come to your life. There is promotion. Who doesn't like to be promoted? Or to be sent to the next level? Of course. But we need to understand that with the promotion, it also came more responsibility. Whenever David reached that point, that purpose, that goal, the one he was chosen and anointed for, to be king of Israel, he would have to have a heart according to the heart of God, and not to be carved into the image of a king who was wasted for his rebellion, for his disobedience. A king like Saul. So at Saul's station, God will promote you, but he will continue to work with you, and you may be able to see much more clearly where God is taking you. Whenever those who rise around you at that station look, quote, superior, quote, than you, don't be afraid and don't feel bad, because when God wants to take you to the level of soldier, he will send you to you a Goliath to promote you. But Goliath is just that, a soldier. But when God is going to put you at the level of royalty, then on that level, you will have to learn to stand firm and face the royalties that rise against you, so that your heart may be carved. God needed to kill the shadow of Saul that existed in David's heart, and that in the palace, with Saul himself in front of him, it was necessary for David to learn, my beloved friends. So in the first book of Samuel, chapter 18, verses 6 to 8, we can read about Israel's army returning triumphantly after David killed the Philistine. The women came out from all cities of Israel to meet King Saul, singing and dancing with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. The dancing women sang and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Saul became very angry, and this saying was displeasing to him. Therefore he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, but to me they have ascribed thousands. Now what remains for him to have but the kingdom?" From that moment on, Saul looked at David with bad eyes, with envy, with rage, and from there began the process of David. He was no longer at home. He was no longer anonymous. He had done something that had taken him to the next level. He had defeated the giant. And maybe you feel like David when you get to defeat your giant. Whenever God gives you that victory, you may say, "Wow, this is it." But now is the time when greater responsibility comes. More doors open to you, more relationships, and all of this will demand greater responsibility, and the processes will continue. Did David enjoy life at the palace? Of course he did. Did he marry the king's daughter? Of course he did. But it wasn't all easy, since David had to learn to be subject to an unjust king who was unfair to him. I believe David understood something, and this is something that God has allowed me to learn as he has worked in my life to get me to the point of being a pastor, to learn how to be under authority. Starting at home with our parents, although many of our parents' calls of attention and discipline we think were unfair, we learned we needed to learn to obey, to hold and respect authority. You know what I have learned? That you have to learn that the way you are measuring and criticizing the authority upon you, it is the same measure with which you will be measured and criticized whenever you become authority. Remember that you are now under authority, but God has you for something else, and there will come a time when you will be the authority. The question is, will you be able to endure criticism, questioning, the same way you are now questioning and criticizing your authority? Let us learn from this station, because it is easy to judge others and be rude in doing so. But when it touches us, we'll be able to endure. David learned to remain silent. David had the opportunity to pick the spear Saul has thrown at him and send it back to the king. He could have defeated himself, but he decided not to. He decided to respect the authority and preferred to flee, since this was not his time yet. He came back, and when the king tried to kill him again, then it was time for David to leave. Now, when David left, he left alone. He didn't take anyone with him. He went quietly. He understood that he urgently needed to go to the next station. He was on the right track, my beloved friends. Do you feel identified in any way with David and with the station he had to live through Saul? Get ready, because something great is about to come. It is already being prepared by the Lord. Do not get distracted to the left nor to the right. Do not leave your place taking the spear and throwing it at that who threw it at you. There are moments to keep quiet. There are moments that in that silence we need to be still. There are moments that in that silence we must endure injustices. This will not last our entire life. There are moments of moments, and it is important that you learn that when God is guiding you, He will show you wherever it is time to make decisions and when it is time to be quiet. This is Saul's station. I have a lot more to talk to you about this, but I truly hope these words have come to your heart, that you could understand that whenever David arrived at Saul's station, it was not yet time to reign. He was still in the process. The fact that you are in the palace does not mean that it is all over. Remember that you are passing through, and a long road be traveled still remains ahead of you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for what you teach us, and thank you, beloved Father, because it is you who guides each one of our steps. It is you who directs our lives. And in these matters, we must learn to trust. In this station, you teach us to be patient, to be still, even if we are under injustice. When others treat us unfairly, but you are just, we must pass through that school, that we may still be wise with the words we speak, and we ask for our behavior to be guided by your Holy Spirit, to help us remain so that we may be prepared for the next season. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you today. Blessings, my beloved friends.